Criticisms of String Theory. Today, the leading and only candidate for a theory of everything is string theory. But again, a backlash has arisen. Opponents claim that to get a tenured position at a top university, you have to work on string theory. If you don't, you will be unemployed. It's the fad of the moment, and it's not good for physics. I smile when I hear this criticism, because physics, like all human endeavors, is subject to fads and fashions. The fortunes of great theories, especially on the cutting edge of human knowledge, can rise and fall like hemlines. In fact, years ago, the tables were turned. String theory was historically an outcast, a renegade theory, the victim of the bandwagon effect. String theory was born in 1968, when two young postdocs, Gabriele Veneziano and Mahiko Suzuki, stumbled on a formula that seemed to describe the collisions of subatomic particles. Quickly, it was discovered that this marvelous formula could be derived by the collision of vibrating strings. But by 1974, the theory was dead in its tracks. A new theory, quantum chromodynamics, QCD, or the theory of quarks and the strong interaction, was a juggernaut flattening all other theories. People left string theory in droves to work on QCD. All the funding, jobs, and recognition went to physicists working on the quark model. I remember those dark years well. Only the foolhardy or the stubborn persisted in working on string theory. And when it became known that these strings could vibrate only in 10 dimensions, the theory became the butt of jokes. String pioneer John Schwartz at Caltech would sometimes bump into Richard Feynman in the elevator. Ever the joker, Feynman would ask, "Well, John, and how many dimensions are you in today?" We used to joke that the only place to find a string theorist was in the unemployment line. Nobel laureate Murray Gell-Mann, founder of the quark model, once confided to me that he took pity on string theorists and created a nature preserve for endangered string theorists at Caltech so people like John wouldn't lose their jobs. Given that today so many young physicists are rushing to work on string theory, Steve Weinberg has written, "String theory provides our only present source of candidates for a final theory. How could anyone expect that many of the brightest young theorists would not work on it?"